An ambitious project to get more Māori and Pacific Island students into tertiary education will be officially opened today. The Manukau Institute of Technology hopes its $100 million business campus, built above the Manukau train station and next to the mall, will make higher education more accessible to New Zealand's least educated populations. Nikki Mando went to have a look.
So this space is primarily designed as a performing arts space. So
the Dean of the Business Faculty, John Wadsworth, shows visitors around the seven-storey campus building with its huge glass atrium, steel pillars and wood ceilings. It's about as far from traditional ivory tower university education as you can get. The campus is fully integrated into the railway station below, and the ground floor will be public space with cafes and shops. The lead architect, Blair Johnston, says that is part of the plan to lure reluctant South Aucklanders into tertiary study.
It's about bringing the institution to the people rather than asking the people to go to the institution. So what MIT's done here is absolutely land the institution on top of the tertiary interchange. So when people are going to work, they can look up and they might see someone they studied with and they might understand there are possibilities of tertiary education for them.
Statistics show Māori and Pacific Island students are half as likely to go into higher education as their Pākehā or Asian counterparts. And while a fifth of all MIT students drop out before they finish, the number for Pacifica and Māori is closer to a third. Kerry Haywood led MIT's pedagogy design team. She is optimistic a less daunting environment will help students succeed.
Often the students we get, this is the first member of the family into tertiary, and so there is a sort of demystification of it all. And I think having the public on the ground, being able to see in these spaces, I think that will help.
MIT accepts building the campus has had its problems. Construction ground to a halt when builder Mainzeal went into receivership in February last year. That put the project 12 months behind schedule and cost MIT an extra $25 million. Still, a student, Sean Campbell, who dropped out of school with few qualifications but later enrolled in an IT degree, says it will be worth it if it encourages South Auckland students to go back to school.
Yeah, like the building's big and it's like amazing, and as people go to the shopping mall, they'll see that, you know, it looks pretty good from a distance away, and then they'll be like, oh, might want to go there.
Meanwhile, detractors wonder if there won't be excess tertiary capacity in South Auckland. AUT also has a new Manukau campus opening in July. The head of the Pacific Business Trust, Peter Quartz, doesn't agree. 30 years ago, he was forced to move away from South Auckland because there was nowhere offering the course he wanted. He says many Pacific Islanders are nervous about studying away from home.
If I'd had the option to stay at home all those years ago and do the degree that I wanted to do from the safety of South Auckland, I would have chosen that in a blink.
3,500 students and staff will move into the completed campus in July, and MIT hopes to build numbers to 5,000 within 3 years. For Morning Report, Nikki Mando.